Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The accident on 36 eastbound at Rice Street, that has just cleared, but we have a crash on the left shoulder, 169 northbound, just south of Minnetonka Boulevard. Looking at the cameras, we can see backed up traffic in the area and delays due to an accident in Mendota Heights. It's blocking the left lane of Highway 55 eastbound at Highway 13. Watching a stalled vehicle, this is on 94 eastbound, just east of Mounds Boulevard. Here are traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Your next report is at 7:48.
Wind chill advisories right now up in North Central. Central and northwestern Minnesota, in Moorhead all the way up to Thief River and Roseau in that area, so just be aware of that. Here in the Twin Cities, our winter storm warning starts at midnight tonight and it goes till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And we're looking for some snow overnight, maybe an inch or so, and then 4 to 8 before it's all said and done, following right during the morning commute and right up until it looks like late afternoon. Currently in the Twin Cities here at 7:39, it's minus 2. Sports now with Mike Max on WCCO. Maxie, there might be more scouts in the press box than press people tonight as the Wild host Anaheim.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody's got guys that they're looking at right now, and that would be two teams that you could pluck from. I don't think the Wild, well, it's hard to say. They look at Eric Staal. They look at players like that. Victor Askew, they just picked up. They don't know about him yet, what his future is with him. But I just, if the Wild can win, they'll be right back where they want to be. So I just don't see them making a move unless they're definitely out of the race.
Yeah, and they're still in the race, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And look at St. Louis. So look at St. Louis. I mean, they were in the bottom, and then they've rattled off this streak.
St. Louis and Chicago were both left for dead, right? And all of a sudden, both made coaching changes, both went on rolls, both got themselves in the race. St. Louis, the hottest team in the league. And Bruce Boudreau yesterday was talking about that if you don't think it can change, just look at St. Louis. So you got to believe something good can happen. You got to believe in puck luck. You got to believe that you can win some tight games. And they're up against it, but they got a chance.
Niederreiter's done all right since he left, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a big, strong guy, you know, in the system. I don't want to say they grew impatient with him because they always liked him. He's a good kid, too, in the locker room. But they just couldn't get more out of him. And I don't know, maybe somebody else found a way to unleash him. I don't know enough about it. But they just got to a point where they thought they had seen him long enough and they need to make a move with him.
Tonight, Maxie, a quarterfinals for the MIAC basketball playoff. St. Olaf at Augsburg, yep. Gustavus at Bethel. On the women's side, St. Mary's at Bethel, Gustavus at St. Benedict. Here we go.
Yeah, they go Tuesday, Thursday, I think Sunday afternoon, the championship. And so St. Thomas and St. John's have buys there. And, you know, Bethel's played well this year. Augsburg's had signs this year. You've got some teams here that have played well. But this is a good tournament then. Since they've got the six teams, it gives a lot of teams a chance. I would think, you know, they're going to get two teams probably out of this in the MIAC. And I would think St. John's and St. Thomas are almost assured. St. John's might have to win their way in a little bit here. It could be a really good championship if St. Thomas plays St. John's again. But even if they don't, some of these teams have played really well here in the second half of the year and have some really good games.
Girls State High School hockey tournament tomorrow.
Yep, it starts. It'll go all day tomorrow at the XL Energy Center with Class A. War Road, Breck, by the top teams there. And then Thursday they'll pick it up with Class AA, Edina, et cetera. A lot of good teams there. So White Bear Lakes goalie had 50 saves the other night. To beat Hill Murray. So you got some good teams going into that. And some good goaltending. Well, obviously, there's always good goaltending when you get into the state tournament, but you look at those scores in the section finals, and there's some good goalies that played really well in the semis and the finals going in.
Jordan Murphy, Big Ten Player of the Week again.
It should be. I mean, number two overall in the Big Ten in rebounding behind Jerry Lucas. That's rare air that he's in. And he keeps giving it to you every night. And one of the great recruits that Richard Pitino landed, he's been steady for 4 years. He's a big, strong. He's everything you need in the Big Ten. You need somebody that'll be physical and that turns into a leader as he gets older. He's become a leader on that team. He helps Daniel Turo. He helps Eric Curry. He's done everything that they could ask of him. That's exactly the kind of guy that you want to bring in to your program, Minnesota, and you can win because you get a four-year guy that gives you everything he's got for 4 years. And he really has been kind of quietly a great Golden Gopher.
The Gophers tip off tomorrow night, 6 o'clock against Michigan. No, Thursday, rather. Thursday. Got to win that one, don't they?
Yeah, and if they do, they're in good shape because Michigan's vulnerable. They're okay, but they're not great. They almost beat them on the road. But Michigan, they beat Maryland the other day by 12 or 13 points. But you watched them play. They really haven't hit the stride. Last year they were Final Four team, of course. And they really haven't hit that same stride where they're playing really well all the time. They lost Wagner and some good players from that team. But when they had it going last year, they were almost unbeatable at times. They don't have that anymore. They're not that good. They don't make that many shots. They don't go on those 15-2 runs like they used to. So this is a good time for Minnesota to play Michigan at home.
And then we in the Twin Cities, of course, are going to be hopping with all this tournament stuff. And, of course, when you know, we'll get a snowstorm probably tomorrow on the very first day of the tournament. So I guess that kind of sets the tone. Then wrestling's the week after that, isn't it?
Week after that is wrestling. They had the section final. Shakopee beat Apple Valley again. Jim Jackson went and took Shakopee over. He used to coach at Apple Valley, and he got that thing turned. Well, Shakopee was always good, but he got him to another level. And they beat Apple Valley 40-24 the other night. And Apple Valley was, of course, at one time, it wasn't even a question whether they win the section or the state. And now Shakopee has changed the way that they do business out there. So they'll go in a favorite in Class 3A.
Who's our old Dutch quality team of the week, Maxie?
It's Sartell, St. Cloud Cathedral, Nordic Skiing. They won their first ever boys Nordic Skiing State Championship. And they did it up in Bowabic last week. They did this with flying colors, but their first one together. And so they are, rightly so, old Dutch team of the week.
No real scoreboard this morning, Maxie. There wasn't a whole lot going on last night, but there will be. And let me ask you about the Vikings this morning. What do you think is going to happen there with the Vikes? Because they can start signing free agents, can't they?
I think it's March 1st to the 13th. You get to negotiate with your guys. And then the 13th, they become free agents if you don't have a deal with them. Or you can make offers to somebody. It's coming up on March 1st. Tomorrow, Gary Kubiak and his somewhat assembled offensive staff are going to be at Egan for the first time for the media to meet them. So we'll get our first chance to visit with him. His son Clint comes back as quarterback's coach. He was with the Vikings at one time. And then he's got a couple of other people that he's bringing in as well. So maybe philosophically we'll find out what it is they would like to do. And that might tell you more about the free agent market. I think that Riley Reiff, and if I'm Remmers, I'm not real comfortable with my contract being renewed as offensive lineman because they paid a big price for him. But I don't think that they're going to be able to find real good offensive linemen on the open market. So it's going to be either trade or develop from within to get to where they want to go offensively. And then they will change, I think, the offense a little bit to make it more, as they tell me, Mike Shanahan-like, which is the offense that Cousins is most comfortable with that he had in Washington, and Kubiak runs that same offense. So that will have a lot to do with free agency and trades and everything else when they figure out exactly what it is they want to be as an offense.
And then today, so this is a day, I guess, that they can designate their franchise or transition tag too, huh?
Well, they told me, people that know, that they're not going to franchise anybody, that Anthony Barr is not of that level to franchise, that he wants a contract that's, I don't want to say it's out of whack, you get what you can get, right? But they could retain him by franchising him is what it amounts to. But franchising him means you pay him a big number, and you have to decide if he's worth that number. It's based on your position in the NFL. And I don't think they think he's worth that number. And so I my guess is Barr goes somewhere else next year.
Any thoughts on the Wild game against Anaheim tonight?
Well, Anaheim obviously been struggling. The Wild have been struggling in a different way because while they're still in it, Anaheim had to fire their coach. GM moves in as coach. They've had some just horrific nights where they've given up too many goals, and so this is the Wild should be licking their chops tonight. This is a get healthy game. This is where you find yourself again because the Wild are goal starved or goal scoring starved, and so this is your opportunity. Now Anaheim beat them. Remember the last time they came in here. So if you don't win tonight, you really have to, there's got to be some real heartfelt heart-to-heart discussions on this, trade deadline, everything else, because you can't, even though you're in the playoff hunt, you're not very good right now. And so the conversations have to be both about the immediate and what are we going to look like going forward, because with this team and an aging roster and your primetime players not playing as primetime players, you got some issues that got to be addressed, and that's more complex than just can we get that eighth seed in the playoffs.
Fun game last night, a wild game in the NHL. Chicago beat the Senators 8-7. They had 9 goals in the first period. How fun was that?
What happens when they play those Eastern teams? I mean, not always, but it's just amazing. Sometimes the games end up going like that. And obviously, Chicago, they scored 7 2 weeks ago. I mean, they whatever it is with this coaching change and unleashing Kane and Taves again, they've got something going offensively. Defensively, I don't think they're ever going to be real good, but they might be able to score themselves into the playoffs.
Max, what are you going to be covering today?
We've got the Wild. We've got a little bit of a high school feature. And what was the other thing? There's one other thing I thought of. Timberwolves come back tomorrow to work, and Gopher basketball's tomorrow. So I'm just looking at the schedule there. So, yeah, we're doing some free stuff for the high school tournament, too.
Yeah, girls tournament tomorrow.
I got two 19 Olympians coming in the studio tonight, Dave Christian and Rob McClanahan.
Oh, great.
And they'll talk about the Hendrickson Foundation's guys. As you know, Dave, the big tournament this weekend, and we may even mention that 1980, that was a pretty good run they had, if you recall.
Is the anniversary tomorrow?
The anniversary, I think, is Friday.
Friday, okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't. Dave Christian, man, used to watch him in college, and Rob McClanahan. Boy, that's a good group there. And Neil Broughton on Sunday. Neil was awesome, as usual.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. I said the most humble superstar I've ever met, I think.
Yeah, he's. I got a great story about Neil's humility I'll share with you sometime. It's just the kind of stuff you love to hear. But, I mean, how great was it when I think of Neil Broughton and so many, Dave Christian and all the great players up in Warroad and Roseville that played earlier this year, Max, and you and I talked about it the morning that we had the coldest temperatures in Minnesota so far this year, and all those games got canceled except the Warroad Roseville hockey game. And then it was a 2-2 tie. It was great.
And then it ended in a tie. Wasn't that fitting, man? Roseville, Warroad, we're not shutting down a hockey game just for 40 below, man. Yeah, that's great stuff. And Dave Christian, you mentioned, Warroad, great guy up there. And, those guys are, that's a fun group when you got them. And I don't know what it is, but they can tell the same story 40 times about, Herb Brooks' speech, and you just sit riveted listening to it, you know?
You think about, our dad's talking sports, and sometimes you go, yeah, okay, Pa, okay, let's move on. And then, but I don't know how you explain to, for example, your daughter and your son, Mike, I'm not sure how you explain how enormous and how that game globally, politically, that victory over the Soviet Union, I just don't know how you explain how powerful that thing was.
And the other part was, it wasn't on live TV, and so you were just kind of left to, I assume the Associated Press, I mean, I remember hearing about it. Obviously, nobody saw it coming, but it wasn't. You didn't have these multi levels of television and internet and catch it on this and the that. It was just kind of happening out there, and then it just evolved, and they ended up beating Russia, and nobody saw it coming, and that set up Finland on Sunday, and then all eyes were, everybody was into this Sunday gold medal game, and but it really, you forget this, but it came from nowhere because nobody expected them to beat Russia. That was going to be the end of their run, and then once they did, I think that was on a Friday. Then they had to win on Sunday against Finland, and then everybody was so involved in it, but it absolutely came from nowhere because they've been beaten so badly by Russia.
Yeah,
just 2 weeks earlier that it was a foregone conclusion that thing was over.
Oh, and there was no love lost politically by anybody, whether you're a sports fan or not, between the Soviet Union and the United States. The Cold War, man, that was an arch enemy in the world, well beyond sports. And yeah, it was that'll be fun tonight. I can't wait to hear that this evening.
And we didn't know what they were taking in Russia, but it sure looked like they were taking something when they show up to participate in athletics, didn't it?
It did appear that. I remember that goalie for that team would come down here to Detroit Lakes and do camps years later.
Is that right?
I can't think of his name now, right? But remember, he was one of the all-time great goalies ever, and he'd come down and do some camps over in the DL area, as I recall.
Broughton said he had one of them as a teammate in New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
And he said that We talked about it once, and he just looked at me and said, you guys got so lucky.
But remember, there was like no emotion on their faces, the Soviets.
No.
After they lost, there was like emotionless.
And you know, that movie Miracle where Herb Brooks is in the movie sitting out there, and the Russian coach comes by, and he's just stoic. And that movie, of course, revived it again, the movie Miracle with Kurt Russell, and it was so good. They nailed Herb, and Lou Nanny, they did an outstanding job with Lou Nanny's character in that movie. That really brought it back to life.
Yeah, shame on me, Maxie. I've never seen it, and I knew Herbie pretty well, and so I got to get off my fat.
You have to.
As Sid would say, get off your fat prat and watch
it. There's even a bit where Herb's driving on a winter night in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He's at home during the Christmas break, and he's listening to WCCO radio.
Well, he was. That's
saying, like, you know, WCCO radio. The time is blah blah blah. The temperature is 18 degrees, something like that. And it really brings it home.
He was a big CCO guy. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Big CCO guy.
Hey, Maxie, I look forward tonight, and then talking tomorrow, and seeing you on Channel 4 TV as well.
Thank you, David.
6:30 tonight, Mike Max, Sports to the Max, and don't forget 9:00 today, Corey back in Florida with the Twins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.